Yeah, buddy, this is fun. You know, Dave, that I'm obsessed with the topic of UAPs and UFOs. And joining us on the phone right now, one of the more important people in America when it comes to this topic. He is part of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, chief photo and video analyst for MUFON. Mark D'Antonio joins the show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for having me on. You know, this is a great conference coming up at the Danbury Library, and I can't wait to participate again.
Yeah, tell people about, first of all, how many years has this UFO UAP conference been going on at Danbury Library in Westcott?
Well, it was going on before I even got involved, so it's been going on for a number of years. I don't know the exact number of years, but it's had to be at least 6 or 7 years so far.
And this, and I understand this is going to take place over 10 days, both in person and virtually, right?
That's correct. There's going to be some people that are going to come in via Zoom. Other people like me, I'll be there. And my friend Al Santariga, he's going to be there the same day as me. That's the 24th of October. And there's a lot going on, you know, and Aurelio, who's running this, and the folks at Danbury Library, they are doing such a bang-up job on this. It's fantastic.
Before we get into what you're going to be presenting, could you tell people about... I know what MUFON is, but can you tell folks who are not familiar with the organization what it's all about?
Oh, sure. MUFON stands for the Mutual UFO Network. It used to be called the Midwest UFO Network and then became the Mutual UFO Network in later years. It's an organization. We have chapters in every single state and in many countries around the world. And each state has directors and so forth. And I work for the national group, so I'm there. You know, I work worldwide, basically, with all the UFO reports. And we collect UFO reports. We have hundreds of thousands of them. And it's incredible how these reports are categorized. We actually have a database, which is basically MUFON's bread and butter. It's a database full of all these cases. We have field investigators in each state. They take classes. I teach classes. Other people teach classes. And they become field investigators. And they can move up if they wish. But the people that are field investigators will actually go out into the field and do investigation at sites, interview people, take reports. And it's just incredible how much stuff comes in on a daily basis.
Mark, where are you based out of? You said you cover national. Are you based in Connecticut itself?
I am. I live in a small town of Terryville, Connecticut. Been to Danbury many times.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, we have people all, like I said, all over the world. And it doesn't, for instance, my day is like this. I wake up in the morning and go check my emails. I get emails from someone overseas. I have emails from someone in Illinois, California, Florida. And they're saying, can you help me with this case? Okay, what case is it? And we have a case management system where people can go in and see the case. And they can actually look at parameters, literally hundreds of parameters for each case that we capture. And there might be photo and video evidence, which is where I come in. You know, those perk up my ears, and I go in, you know, and I'm an astronomer. That's what I went to school for. So, you know, the night sky is my home, basically. So when I see things in the night sky, most times I can explain them away because we know what they are. But some people, they see ordinary objects captured in an extraordinary way, either by their cameras or their cell phones. So they don't necessarily know what they're looking at. And so that's where I come in. And, you know, we don't say things like, ha-ha, that's a bird. And we say, well, here's what this looks like it could be. This could be a bird. Let me show you other instances where this happens and how this looks. So we kind of teach people along the way so they know what they're looking at, and it helps people understand a little better what the natural world looks like through the eyes of a camera.
Mark, I have to ask this question before I forget, because it's been bugging me, and I asked, and I said this to Dave and Ethan the other day, you know, we're in this disclosure period that enthusiasts like myself have waited so long for, where you have, you know, former government officials coming out talking about classified and declassified documents and programs, and there's clear evidence all around us that's being published in mainstream news every day. And for some reason, Americans seem to be desensitized or don't care, and it's blowing my mind. Why do you think that is?
I'll give you one word, Hollywood, okay?
Yeah.
Most of the times, people expect the alien disclosure is going to encompass aliens invading the planet, blowing up the Capitol building or doing something crazy, destroying the Empire State Building or the White House. The way it works is, Hollywood has desensitized people because it's made people come to expect what aliens mean. And so when you see a movie like Alien, okay, you see these aliens want to come and eat our brains. You see Prometheus, and you see the engineers that created the human race, and then they're just going to wipe it out because it didn't suit their goals. You see movies like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is actually more true to life of what people have experienced. You see movies like, many of these other, when you watch Close Encounters at the end, you see J. Allen Hynek in this movie. He was the sort of the grandfather of ufology, if you will. So people have been desensitized by Hollywood and all the many science fiction shows about it. They've got people, they're saying things that might be true, which is that they're among us. They hear somehow they've taken on human form. And if you're an advanced species, there's no real reason why that can't be true. There's a lot of ways in which that could be accomplished. So, I think people will say to you, until it lands in the White House lawn, I'm not going to get excited about it.
I've kind of had that kind of mentality, a show-me kind of mentality.
Yeah, Ethan's that way too. Let's just put a pause on things right there, Dave, just for a second, and we'll come back with our special guest, Mark D'Antonio, from the Mutual UFO Network. Back in a few.